Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 444 for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up sharply Monday, seeing a continuation of Friday's rally as speculators and commercials remained on the buy side. Canola was up 9 to over $12, the November contract up $12.40 at $515.10 per ton. Both the nearby July and the new crop November broke above the psychological $500 level on Friday, and that set the stage for more gains from a chart standpoint today. Weather concerns across western Canada also remain supportive. While there was some shower activity across the prairies over the weekend, a large portion of Alberta and Saskatchewan is still in need of moisture. Gains in Chicago soybeans provided spillover support as well. However, some scale-up farmer selling did limit the upside potential. Declining crush margins and ideas canola is looking expensive compared to other oilseeds also pressured values. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley did move lower with 25 contracts trading. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with heavy rains across the U.S. Midwest and Southern Plains behind some of that buying interest. Soybeans were up 17 to 19 cents, the November contract up 18 at $9.60 per bushel. Heavy rainfall over the weekend heightened concerns that some intended soybean acres will be left unseeded in the U.S. this year. The excessive moisture is also causing problems for those fields already planted, with downgrades expected in the weekly quality report. But on the other side, large South American crops do remain a bearish influence in the background. Wheat futures were also up sharply today, rising 7 to 14 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 14 at $5.06 per bushel. The moisture causing seeding delays for soybeans is causing harvest delays for the U.S. winter wheat crop. Quality issues are also being reported. Meanwhile, dryness is causing some problems for wheat crops in other parts of the world, including Europe and Canada. Speculative buying was a feature in wheat, contributing to the move higher. Corn futures, they're up 4 to 7 cents, the September contract up 6 at $3.65 per bushel. Spillover from the gains in beans and wheat accounted for some of the strength in corn, but that market did lag to the upside. The U.S. corn crop is all seeded, and the moisture at this time is still somewhat welcome for the developing crops. However, the corn crop will need more heat sooner rather than later, and that did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.